This is the Morning Mix, KPCW Studios in Park City, JW with Jude Robinson. Morning, Jude.
Happy spring, J-Dub. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
You're looking like Batman this morning.
He's my favorite superhero.
He is?
By far.
What's a super skill that you like?
Well, he doesn't really have superpowers. He's just one tough guy.
He does, too. His superpower of handsomeness.
Yeah, yes. And he's a billionaire, so he's got the fast cars, he's got the cool place to live, he's got all these women. It's unbelievable.
But he's vulnerable.
He is vulnerable. He's real.
Open. He's flawed. He doesn't just pretend.
I like the flawed part.
Yeah, me too.
But like Spider-Man, so he's actually a kid, and he acts like a kid. It's just something about him.
A man, baby. Every woman's fantasy.
Mm.
Not.
Mm.
It was a ba-dum-bum. Did you like that?
That was very good. It was very good. Okay. Well, so who's going to be on the show this morning?
Oh, my goodness. We've got such a great show this morning. We've got Courtney Spaulding. She was last here in December, 17-year-old from Park City. And then she's playing with the band Troubled Youth Blues. Then we will be, of course, doing our weekend event so you can be ready to go for this Easter weekend. Following that, we're going to talk to Steve Auerbach, and he's here with the Music Garage, and he's doing some auditions for a new band, and we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk to Jenny Hardman and Hunt Williams from the Park City Follies.
Yeah, and Steve Auerbach at Music Garage does so much for these kids as far as providing recording time and consultation, and yeah, it's just pretty cool.
Mentorship.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the weather. It is currently 39 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios, and today we will have a slight chance of some kind of precipitation, 20% showers, and then slight chance of snow. The high today will be 48, so we've got a ways to go to get up there. Tonight, partly cloudy, but tomorrow's going to be beautiful, sunny, high near 48, with Saturday and Sunday left for Deer Valley and Park City skiing and snowboarding. Just a couple of days left, but tomorrow's going to be a great day. Sunny, high near a 48, and west-northwest wind, 3 to 6 miles an hour. Sunday, Easter sunny, partly sunny, high near 57, and it's going to be beautiful. So,
how about that wind? Are we going to have any more of that? You said 3 to 6 miles an hour. That's not bad. I think it was 600 last night.
Last night, my grill got blown over. Now, my grill on my deck is tied down.
Yeah, you've got a serious grill and a big, solid deck. It was...
But the wheels on the grill are in the locked position, and I've got this board in front of it that's in place.
Right.
So the grill can't travel, even if because sometimes the wind really blows. And it just knocked the whole thing over. The whole thing just blew apart, so I've got some
wow.
work to do on that today.
How exciting. You have a project.
Oh, yeah.
Weekend project.
Just like I need
nice
another
weather.
Project. Exactly. You are listening to KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix, JW with Jude. We will return after these messages with musical guest Courtney Spaulding. Stay with us.
G'day. Ian from Campos Coffee, a KPCW sponsor. We're from Australia and we've just opened our first US location here. At Campos, we work closely with our growers to select the beans for our blends and single origins that are roasted in-house and delivered each day. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. CamposCoffee.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
Support for KPCW provided by United Concerts, presenting Willie Nelson and Casey Musgraves at USANA Amphitheater on August 13th. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at SmithTix Outlets and SmithTix.com. Willie Nelson and Casey Musgraves at USANA Amphitheater on August 13th.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. We are here, joined in studio with the one and only Courtney Spaulding. Hi, Courtney. Courtney is a 17-year-old Park City High School student. She was last on our show this past December. Fantastic, as always. She played regularly at Snow Park Lodge this past winter for Opry Ski. and she plays with the band Troubled Youth Blues. Welcome, Courtney.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So nice to see you here this morning. So you're here to play some of your amazing talents. Yeah.
Who's your favorite superhero?
You know, I see that you're wearing a Batman shirt, and I know what you want the answer to be. But...
No. I want you to...
No,
I don't want that.
I don't know if he counts, but I saw the Deadpool movie, and I loved it, so...
What would you want your... Okay, and we need to get to the music. I just am interested. What would your... If your friends were going to describe your superhero skill, what would it be?
Sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Good.
Leaves you just bleeding, and you don't even know what happened.
Sideways anger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Courtney, what have you been up to since December?
I've really just been playing a lot of music and pretty much doing school. I'm about to graduate in like a month and a half. I'm really excited. I've been doing school, and I've been doing music, and that's pretty much it. Sleeping, eating, school.
Well, the Troubled Youth Blues Band is not easy to get into, and this is, you are 3 for 3. This is your third year, right?
Yes, third summer.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. And so you're going to be singing and playing piano this morning, but you also play trumpet.
I do play trumpet in the Park City High School Wind Ensemble.
Okay, all right. Do you play that in the jazz band at all? Excuse me, the blues band?
You know, Steve and I have discussed it, and... I even have a trumpet specifically for the blues band, should I decide to bring it along, but I haven't tried yet. The first year I was ever in Music Garage, I played some trumpet, but we got to bring it back.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll push him around a little bit when he's on the show later.
Ooh.
Yes.
What are you going to play for us first?
So first I got Skinny Love by Bon Iver.
Okay. This is live on the Morning Mix, Courtney Spaulding.
Come on, skinny love, just last the year. Pour a little salt so we will never hear. My. Staring at this sink of blood and crushed veneer. I'll tell my love to wreck it all. Cut out all the ropes and let me fall. My. Right in the moment, this order is tall. And I told you to be patient, and I told you to be fine. And I told you to be balanced, and I told you to be kind. And in the morning I'll be with you, but it'll be a different kind. And I'll be holding all the tickets, and you'll be owning all the fines. Come on, skinny love, what happened here? Suckle on the hope and light was here. My. The sullen load is so full and slow on the split. And I told you to be patient, and I told you to be fine. And I told you to be balanced, and I told you to be kind. And now all your love is wasted. Well, then who the hell was I? Now I'm breaking out the bridges, and at the end of all your lines. Who will love you? Who will fight? Who will fall far behind? Who will love you? Who will fight? Who will fall
You sound so great this morning. Wow, way to wake up and make that happen. That is, we've got Courtney Spalding here in studio. It's who you're listening to. She was performing Skinny Love by Bon Iver. Is that?
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver?
Scottish? Someone's going to yell at me for that because it's wrong.
I bet Steve will. Steve Auerbach. He's here.
What's the audition process like for the Troubled Youth Blues?
Well, first you got to talk to Steve, my man Steve. And you come in and play with the band, I believe, right? You play with us sometimes. Right. You know, you just, you see how you do with the blues.
What was your experience?
So when Steve started the blues band 3 summers ago, he just told the people that were already in Music Garage, and I was already in Music Garage doing more rock stuff. And I was like, man, I don't want to play blues, but I did it anyway. And now it's my 3rd year and I really enjoy playing blues. Oops.
So, surprise.
You know, it wasn't much of an audition process as it was kind of falling into it. But now it's more structured and we have to
Sometimes
audition.
That's the way things happen and that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it's fun.
So in the Troubled Youth Blues Band, you're you'll be playing in a number of places this summer. But one of the great things is the show June 17th for the Utah Blues. So what is that like? Do they allow you to have a set, or do you have a couple of sets?
We have one set usually. We've done 2 summers of the Utah Blues Festival, and we just get one set. We play it just like any other set that we would play at a restaurant or you know, any other function. But it's really fun. You know, you get to work with a lot of higher up blues people. It's cool to see and experience other more professional blues players because we're just kids. But yeah, it's so cool to see all the adults who dedicate their lives to it. And it's really fun. It's great. A fun one.
And what song are you going to play for us next?
Next, what did I say? Lady Gaga. Some Speechless, of course.
Live in the Morning Mix, Courtney Spalding.
What you said to me last night we were alone. You threw your hands up, baby, you gave up. I can't believe how you looked at me with your James Dean glossy eyes, with your tight jeans and your long hair and your cigarette stain light. Could we fix you if you broke? And is your punchline just a joke? I'll never talk again. Oh boy, you've left me speechless. You've left me speechless. So speechless. And I'll never love again. Oh, friend, you've left me speechless. You left me speechless, so speechless. I can't believe how you slurred at me with your half-white broken jaw. You popped my heart seams, all my bubble dreams. I can't believe how you looked at me with your Johnny Walker eyes. He's gonna get you, and after he's through, there's gonna be no love left to write. And I know that it's complicated, but I'm a loser in love, so baby, raise a glass to me and all the broken hearts of all my wrecked up friends. Don't never talk again. Oh boy, you've left me speechless. You've left me speechless, so speechless. And I'll never love again. Oh friend, you've left me speechless. You've left me speechless, so speechless. How? 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 after all the girls and the boys and we've been through, would I give it all up, or would I give it all up for you? And after all the drinks and the bars and we've been to, would I give it all up, or would you give it all up if I promised, boy, to you? And I'll never talk again, and I'll never love again, and I'll never write a song, won't even sing along. I'll never love again. So speechless, you left me speechless. So speechless, will you ever talk again? Oh boy, why you so speechless? You left me speechless. So speechless. Well, some men may follow me, but you choose death and company. Why are you so speechless? Ooh.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank
nice
you.
Job.
Courtney Spalding live on the Morning Mix. Well, that's Lady Gaga's a diva. Do you wish to be a diva?
You know, I aspire to be kind of a mix of like a diva and a punk and a blues lady.
And
I don't know.
A wild child and a hippie and a bohemian and
all those things.
Why limit yourself? Go for it.
That's completely correct.
Create the new thing that will encompass all of you.
You know, I think if Courtney were to watch Batman Returns, that she may come over to my side. She might, because she's got the diva thing and mm-hmm. she's, you know, and these mm-hmm. other little pieces she mixes.
She could probably get the T-shirt.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll
yeah.
bet that she could find one of those if she really looked.
Yeah. Anyway.
She's pretty darn cute.
You know, stay open to that on the Batman side.
You know, I'll keep my mind open to all the possibilities.
Oh, we love that.
So, Courtney, you're playing a lot, and you're in school, and you give chocolate kisses to all of those people that show up to watch you play.
Of course.
So you're not only performing, but you're giving treats and you're nourishing.
You don't need to tip me to get some chocolate kisses. I always put out Hershey Kisses and candy out at my gigs. You don't need to tip me to take them.
My purse is like a pinata now, just since Woo-hoo. You came in this morning.
No, do you do just covers, or do you also write your own stuff?
I write my own stuff, but I keep it mostly covers when I'm playing for paid gigs, because mm-hmm. that's what the public likes is,
sure.
you know, just kind of the background music. But I write a lot of music, and that goes towards some other little projects that I do. But right now, playing for money, I mm-hmm. do covers.
It's also, and I might be wrong about this, but it's also hard to present that side of you. It's a very personal thing, these songs. They're like your babies.
It's weird, definitely.
And so when you do play them out, even if people are receptive and they want to hear the stuff that you've written, it's, you know, it's a very personal thing.
Mm-hmm. I admire people who are able to just write songs and bang them out and play them for people, because I do struggle with that a little bit. I struggle to, you know, take the personalness and turn it into music and let other people listen to it, because it's either not very personal and I'll release it, or it's very personal and I'm like, no, don't listen to it. This is mine. So
I need to
work on that.
To learn how to share. To really share, it seems like it would be so easy listening to someone else. But then when it comes to saying that those things about yourself, it's scary. And to be singing and hoping to get hired again.
Definitely.
That's an additional element.
But so, you have that risk because people find out things about you. I mean, if you're writing about your life,
right.
it's a very personal thing. And I remember when I started doing this radio stuff, you know, just for fun, you know, that's the only reason
right.
I do it. But Larry told me that I need to share more about myself, about who I am, and I'm kind of uncomfortable doing that. It's not that I'm shy; it's mm-hmm. just that I guess I'm.
I agree.
I guess I'm a little shy. Yeah.
Right. I'm private.
Private, sure.
Private. Yeah.
So, what are you going to play for us next?
This is going to be my last song, I believe, and this is going to be Stormy Monday. This is one that the Troubled Youth Blues Band does at every set. This is one of our favorite songs to play. So I'm just going to do it solo on my keys.
Yeah, and I just want to say, if you are just joining us on The Morning Mix, this is Courtney Spaulding, and she's an extraordinary 17-year-old musician who is three for three. She's just been asked to be a part of the Troubled Youth Blues Band for this summer again. So, you know, we're happy to have you back here.
Well, I'm always happy to be here.
Live in The Morning Mix, Courtney Spaulding.
Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. And Wednesday's worse. Thursday's all so sad. The eagle flies on a Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. The eagle flies on a Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. And Sunday I go to church, and I get on my knees and pray, yeah. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy on me. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy on me. I'm crazy about my baby. It's Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad, I swear. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. And Wednesday's worse, Thursday's all so sad. I said it's all so sad, baby. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy on me.
Nice job. Thank you, Courtney Spaulding.
Thank you
so much for joining us. Where can we see you next?
We can say today, I guess.
Today,
we're
this
at
evening.
Troubled Youth is at the Cameron Wellness Center What time? 5 o'clock p.m. Yep.
All right. Well, we will be right back. We're going to take a quick musical break. Listen to Santana.
Yeah, we're going to play a song called Europa. They're going to be playing at Red Butte on June 28th. It's summer season, Jude. All this music's coming out.
It's going to be ridiculous. We're just going to have to schedule it to get it all in.
Morning Mix on KPCW. We'll be back right after this. We're back in the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude. Time for weekend events. Tonight, you can send the kids over to Heber's UVU campus for a light-up-the-night laser tag event. featuring hip-hop violinist Josh Bietti in their glow-in-the-dark paint splatter room. The $3 entry includes a free T-shirt.
And the Repertory Dance Theater is at the Egyptian Theater tonight and tomorrow, 8 p.m. Tickets are at parkcityshows.com.
Park City Film Series will screen The Salesman this weekend, Friday, Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6 at Jim Santee. And this afternoon they have a last spring break free screening with E.T., the extraterrestrial, at 3 p.m.
Yes. Tomorrow at 11, you got to be at the 21st Annual Pond Skimming Contest, which was rescheduled from last Saturday due to weather. And it's going to be a good time.
Christy Dillaway is representing the Morning Mix as one of the judges.
She is.
And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to get, you know, for enthusiasm and for skill and for this and for costume. You know, a lot of different ways to get points. One of the best ways to get points, though, I'm just going to throw a tip out there because we try to help our listeners.
Right.
Is if you were to meet Christy sometime before the event with some combination of cash and alcohol, as a judge, she would probably help you.
That is a sure win.
Yep.
To win the pondiest and the skimmiest.
Yeah. She's so easy, you know. Anyway.
Well, that's her number.
I just thought I'd throw that out
cash
there.
Cash and alcohol. Yeah. All right.
Oh, so the Bro Band will be playing at the base of PCMR today from 3 to 5, and Please Be Human will be there Saturday. Sin City Soul will be at the base of the canyons after the pond skimming competition.
Great. And then actress, singer, songwriter, musician, and satirist Nellie McKay will be at the Eccles Center tomorrow night for a night of music, song, and story. And she's so funny. She's got the Weapons of Mass Distraction story.
Batman will visit Deer Valley Snow Park Lodge from 9 to 11 on Sunday.
Thank you for that. That was a Weapon of Mass Distraction.
So the truth is Batman won't be here. He's in Gotham and he's fighting
crime.
Bad guys. But the Easter Bunny will be at Deer Valley on Sunday from 9 to 11.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah, they are. They both have attitudes.
Mm-hmm. They both have little chocolate eggs. Park City Mountain hosts an Easter egg hunt on Sunday with 7,000 plastic eggs. Ooh, somebody's stressed out right now. The Easter Bunny trying to get those filled.
Yeah.
Filled with stickers, candy, coupons, and for four super lucky finders, a 2017-18 Epic Locals Pass.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your hunting on.
If you would like to have a good chance of finding one of those eggs, see Christy before the pond skimming competition with some combination of cash
and alcohol.
Let's
give her a home address right now.
Christy's home address. Christy can be reached at...
Let's Google map her.
Breakfast Club will play at the base of the canyons on Sunday, and Changing Lanes Experience will be at the base of Park City, closing out the 2017 season of après-ski festivities, which has been spectacular. What a great ski season.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
This is closing day for both Park City Mountain and Deer Valley on Sunday.
And if you really want to have a great season, find Christy Dillaway and hold a boombox above your head wearing, what is the jacket from the Breakfast Club, the guy?
Oh, yeah,
the
that
end.
Would be...
Remember that, the last scene?
Right. What was that?
Anyway. And that the Red Butte Gardens summer concert schedule, it was announced this weekend, and so is the Big Stars Bright Night series at Deer Valley. The Deer Valley Music Festival schedule is out, and USANA keeps filling theirs in their schedule and more and more. So it's time to plot your summer concert calendars.
Yeah, yeah. Now, The Breakfast Club, of course, is an iconic movie that has a sort of a cult following. But even when it came out, it really didn't register with me that well because I had detention a lot.
You were too young?
I had detention a lot in school.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
That's extraordinary.
For various things. So anyway.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
You're such a good guy.
Oh, you're very sweet, I'll tell you that. Tell you what, we are going to be back right after these messages, and we will be back with Steve Arbach from Music Garage. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Margaret Schneider of Schneider Auto Carrossery Body and Paint, KPCW's newest supporter. Located at 1180 South and 400 West in Salt Lake City, we repair most cars and light trucks, whether it be a minor dent or a major collision. Detail services and more info at schneiderauto.net.
Award-winning pianist who's received ovations around the world, joins the Utah Symphony for a performance of some of Beethoven's most challenging piano pieces. Bronfman plays Beethoven April 14th and 15th at Abravanel Hall. For tickets starting at $21, visit utahsymphony.org. The Utah Symphony Utah Opera is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Back in the morning mix, JW here with Jude Robinson, the Troubled Youth Blues Band, an all teen blues band product of MusicGarage.org and Utah Blues Society. We'll hit the outdoor festival season for the third year this summer, including the Utah Blues Festival, which is June 17 at the Gallivan Center. Joining us now from the MusicGarage.org organization is
Fresh Out of the Garage.
Yeah. Steve Arbeck. Steve, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, good to have you
it's
here.
Good to be here.
You're loving that mic. You are.
He told
doing
me to
it.
Love the mic.
I said love the mic, and he's
you're
all
not,
and I'm
you're,
going
but you're
for
not
that
doing
low
keys.
And like, yeah, I'm avoiding the letter. What was it?
Okay, right.
I tried not to go, yeah. Yeah. Not to pop that meter with that.
So, Batman or Superman?
Well, it's Batman.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about the Easter Bunny?
The Easter Bunny.
Leaster Bunny.
The what?
Did you just say the Leaster Bunny?
No, I said the Easter Bunny.
All right.
Oh, I'm
just
slurring.
Checking.
Okay. Well, good morning. Right. Thanks for having me here, JW, and thanks for having Courtney here.
Yeah.
Jude, it's great to see you guys.
Yeah.
Likewise.
So, Stormy Monday, Courtney told us, is going to be one of the songs that you guys always do.
Yeah, it's our commitment to
Yeah. Work. And what other staples of blues? I mean, Stormy Monday was T-Bone Walker, and, mm-hmm. and if you're going to play the blues, you got to play Stormy Monday.
Well, yeah, it's a commitment. It's also a weather report.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to look out for the community.
Good, good,
through
good.
Music.
Yes.
Yeah, these guys, you know, Courtney expressed earlier, if your listeners were here with us earlier, that she was surprised how much she liked blues. And frankly, my staff and I were all shocked. It was pretty funny. So, because Courtney is very versatile. So she's doing jazz and band stuff in school.
Yeah.
She's doing singer-songwritery stuff. And then she also has a metal, sort of progressive metal band that developed at Music Garage, and she's been writing for that. And when we have someone that's diverse, it makes it more compelling for us and more fun. And this blues thing, we didn't know what was going to happen with it because I asked my staff. The Utah Blues Society approached us in 2015. And asked Steve, can you put together a blues, youth blues program or a blues band? Because they wanted to do an annual youth blues showcase at the festival. And I said, sure. And then I talked to my staff. They said, kids won't play blues. And I said, well, let's try. And so we put
you
the
said
word
they're
out.
Troubled. What do they know?
Right,
they're
right,
troubled
right. Well,
youth.
Yeah, well, the troubled youth grew out of this. So what happened was, they asked us to just do a showcase, just like find a bunch of kids, put them together, rehearse them, train them how to play, and you have 9 weeks, I think, the first year?
Yeah
something like
that. Train them how to play so they've not
in
even
9 weeks.
Had music.
Yeah, and
lessons.
I love those guys. So
we
I
had
said
music,
yes.
But not blues. No experience with blues at all.
Right, yeah. And they had a passion for it. I mean, a lot of the young people that came to us were like, yeah, I want to do this. And plus there was the dangled carrot, if you will, of playing the festival, which is a cool gig. So the first year, it was good. It was good. Everyone did really well, but it was sort of like getting their feet wet in it, right? And then Courtney auditioned again by video from the first year for the second year and got in with another one of our band members that was in Music Garage. And then a bunch of other guys came from different parts of the Valley. Well, actually from the state. We've had kids coming for this blues thing as far as like 70 minutes from like North Ogden, Mapleton, Park City, and Salt Lake area. So it's been really cool to have everybody coming from all over northern Utah, really, these kids, getting together to play blues and learn how to do that. And then we've had guest coaches, everybody from Tony Holiday's been in. Who else we had?
Tony
your buddy
Holiday.
Jordan.
Jordan's come a couple times
yeah.
to say hi.
Yep. Helped out with that Allman Brothers tune.
Yeah.
Remember Whipping
uh-huh.
Post? Yeah, when we first started doing that.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Jordan
Young.
Was his last
Jordan
yeah,
Young.
Yeah, absolutely.
Young.
Yeah,
yes,
he was with
he
us
here.
Last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, and so he come by, Tony Holliday's come by, and then, of course, our staff are all really, really great with blues. And Ben Richards, in particular, is the band director, and he's been fantastic. And we've worked together for over a dozen years now.
Okay. Well, I have a quick question. Can you just tell our listeners about the Music Garage?
Sure.
It's an organization.
Yeah, thank you. Music Garage, I founded Music Garage after developing a national education program for kids in rock music in the Western United States. And I'm a music producer by trade. So I semi-retired at 25 when I first moved to Utah. I'm a New Yorker. I came here via Los Angeles. I was a band leader in New York and then became a studio development sort of producer and mentor in the area of synthesizers for recording artists and producers and so forth. And came here for university and stayed. And then during the course of my tenure here in Utah, what happened was I got involved in I produced a record for a guy who was a little famous, and one of his fans was the founder of the School of Rock. And so he contacted me. He met my artist in Germany when they were filming a documentary film about him that screened here at Sundance in 2005.
Is it Bono?
No.
Oh.
No.
We're just going to throw out a game or a name.
A name. No, it's this guy, Paul Green. And so this guy, he started the School of Rock thing, and then I was his first national hire in the development of his schools into the Western United States out of the East Coast. So did that, and then they sold the company, and I started my own. And I wanted to do things differently. And so we've had a couple different platforms. We had our own venue where we did concerts. We had touring acts come through. And now we got rid of the venue because it was too much empty space too much of the time.
Sure.
So then we built a recording studio that's geared specifically around young musicians. It's all designed with a lot of transparency for child safety and all these other things. And what we do is we train kids rather uniquely how to play in bands. That's it. We're not a music school. We don't offer private lessons. We don't compete with musicians in the community who teach. We want to help them retain their students by offering the students the goal of performance and then have them as a referral partner.
Okay.
And then work with their students to help those students actualize their lesson skills on stage. And we do that at Deer Valley. Last year we had 5 bands, I think. This year we'll have 3 bands at Deer Valley Amphitheater for the Frontier Bank series. Courtney's playing tonight as part of the Sugar House Art Walk at the Cameron Wellness Center with the Troubled Youth Blues Band. Now, the Troubled Youth Blues Band grew out of an effort that the Utah Blues Society asked me to partner with them on. And what we've done is we've sponsored what's called a Youth Blues Showcase at the Utah Blues Festival coming up on June 17th. And so what they asked us to do is put together blues bands.
Okay.
And that's what we've done each year. And Courtney is now doing it for the third year.
And you also sponsor costs for studio equipment, blues instruction for the auditions, group lessons, rehearsal. And this stage management thing is interesting. You guys, I mean, that's invaluable information.
Yeah. The whole process of getting a bunch of strange kids. Can I say that? Strange kids, Courtney. No, kids that don't know
troubled.
Each other, right? Troubled and troubled.
Youth.
Yeah. And so the Troubled Youth Band is the backup band, if you will, for the Youth Blues Showcase.
Got it.
And then kids join up with that on harmonica or saxophone or keyboards or other instrumentation that we don't have.
So how can some other kids who might be listening get involved?
Great. We can be reached by telephone at 801-577-BAND.
You're doing auditions right now.
We're doing auditions. The last audition, this is the last week for auditions, so it's this Thursday between 7 and 9 p.m. in Sugar House. And they don't have to learn a whole bunch of songs. They can just learn one or two.
Okay.
And come on in and audition. And more information is available at musicgarage.org.
Steve Arbach from Music Garage, and once again, Courtney Spaulding from the Troubled Youth Blues Band, and also a soloist and did you say heavy metal band?
Yes, progressive metal.
Thanks so much for joining us. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
We shall return right after these messages. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is The Morning Mix.
Hey, Summit County, let's talk trash. All garbage and recycle containers must be to your curb no later than 7 a.m. on your service day. Be sure to place the containers 3 feet apart so the mechanical arm can access them, and also keep the containers 5 feet away from vehicles and other objects. Be sure your container is visible to Republic Services drivers. For more information, visit recycle.summitcounty.org. Summit County is a nonprofit organization and KPCW supporter.
Hi, I'm Matt from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of contemporary and mountain modern home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake and offer complete design services. We are on the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design, love your home.
The Morning Mix, JW here with Jude Robinson. Oh boy, I'm psyched about this. Joining us now here in our studio, Hunt Williams. And if you've ever seen Jenny Hardman on Park City Television or over at KSL, she's like the best reporter on the planet.
She's so pretty. No,
Jenny, I slipped him a 20 for that.
No, you don't have to slip me any money. Jenny and I used to work together.
We did. It was fun at Park City Television.
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
Those early mornings.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
And the first morning that I worked as a camera operator, and I was absolutely the worst. And that's a good distinction.
That's okay. Yeah. You learned.
Yeah. And we just had so much fun. But I pitched this idea to you, and you brought me in. We pitched it to Stanton. And next thing you know, I had my own little show.
And it's, look at you now.
Look at you now. Batman.
Yeah. Old guy
He's
with a Batman
there.
Shirt on.
Hey,
jeez, what's going on
here? It looks good, though.
Here?
I like it.
Are you still teaching music?
Yes, I know.
Good
I'm doing a little
you.
Bit of that, too. So
you are one of the hardest working people.
You're nice. You guys are nice. Well, thanks. Wow.
Yeah, you have a lot of students, that's for sure.
Well, I do and I don't. I guess I kind of do at this point. I've got like 16 piano students at the moment. So just freelancing now and not doing the regular TV stuff, which is kind of fun. So, which is actually nice too. Hunt and I were just talking how tired we get during the Follies because we're having so much fun and you're out late. But I used to wake up at 3 a.m. and now I can actually make it till like 7 or 8.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. Hunt, I just met you for the first time. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I'm a resident here in Park City. I actually live out in the 84098 area code.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And, I was recruited about 5 years ago by Terry Moffitt, and I have no acting experience, no singing experience.
5 years of acting and singing experience.
However, with that, Hunt is hilarious on stage. He'll have a few lines a year, and he kills it every time with those few lines.
I love it.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun, and it's really fun for me to be able to kind of give back to the community. I mean, this is a great fundraiser for the Egyptian, and it's been so fun to become part of the family of the Follies, and we work as a team so well, and it's just amazing to me how this whole thing is put together with just 8 rehearsals and how we put this show on, and it's everybody's in for a good time. It's a fun show.
Yeah, that's great. So how many years you've been doing this?
This will be my 5th year.
Okay, and Jen?
This will be my 6th.
6th. And how many years have they done it if you were batting 1,000?
I should have asked Paul that. I mean, they did it for a long time, and then Paul took it over, what, maybe 8, 9 years ago? I should have asked the numbers.
It's like 16 years, I think.
Something. 16? It probably says on the flyer.
Yeah.
The annual. It's many.
We'll have to Google that.
Yeah.
Ask the Google.
But it's a fun, fun time. So, like Hunt said, we give back. It's a present for the community, essentially, a gift back to them because it's fun. It raises money for the Egyptian, and we all get to get on stage and have fun.
And these tickets go quickly. It's April 20th through the 30th, so you've got to get to go to the Egyptian website, or you can stop, of course, on Main Street at the iconic Egyptian Theater.
And a lot of them are sold out, but I do want to tell people that there's always tickets day of or, the week before or something because people will turn them back in if they have a conflict come up. So definitely call or see. There's even people waiting outside on show nights, hey, if there's an extra ticket, then they'll resell them last minute. So there still are ways to get tickets.
Any spoiler alerts?
Okay, well, little storyline without giving anything away. It's about a couple who moves to Park City, and they vacationed in Park City for a lot of years and always dreamed of living in this perfect little American town. And then they get here and things are very different and a little crazy. So, and it kind of goes from there into growth and anti-growth of Park City, and you get the two sides, you know, there's a lot of that. So definitely has a real feel to it, and then we just embellish everything and have fun. So
yeah.
Hunt gets to embellish and have fun with his character.
Embellish and bedazzle.
Oh, you could bedazzle. Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah, no, it's just really fun because I think this year what's different is one of the things is it's been fun is Paul Tan,
yeah,
has always been the director. He's actually one of the leads with Jen, and so that's been fun to have him come kind of going on both sides of the aisle, so to speak. It's been fun to get him kind of now
back on stage,
which has been a lot of fun. And so it's good. People are in for a fun surprise. It always amazes me how they come up with this stuff. How Terry and Tom and Rick, they write and get these lines written. It's amazing. And everyone's going to have a good time. This is a fun show. And there's lots of different scenes. They're a little shorter.
Yeah, it is shorter this year.
A little shorter. But they're really a lot of different scenes. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, the town is changing. And there's a lot of stuff to be lampooning and having fun with.
Yeah.
Because, just in the last 5 or 6 years, the town has changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. So you guys can have some fun. Randy gets in front of people when he's getting ready to introduce his shows and says, "And we got the Follies coming up." And if you're, if you just moved to town or something like that, you're not going to get it, But for you guys that have been here for a while, but I moved here 6 years ago and I didn't know anything about Park City, and I went and I laughed so hard.
It's hysterical. Good.
But this girl I was going out with, now my girlfriend, she had kids at the Wileman School. And when they came out and started calling it Whiny Mom, it was just hysterical.
And it's one of those things that I think people forget, or we want to reiterate, that we're poking fun at you in a very lovable way.
It's with.
Absolutely.
It's calling out.
We love our town.
Things that we all live with. The consistency with anybody that is coming into town, welcome to Park City. We know you're going to pull the door closed right behind you and pretend like, oh, no more development.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep, you got it.
It's just like
Don Rickles, though. For Don Rickles, if you were insulted by him or he made fun of you, that was a rite of passage. That was, you've made it at that point. So it's good. It's good to have some fun made of you.
Yep.
Right.
And also, our band is amazing, and we have a new pianist this year. A lot of you know Shelley Jennings.
Yes.
She retired last year.
Okay.
So Shelley's not coming back, but Katie Lilquist is going to be our pianist, and she's fabulous and adding a new different element with her keyboards that she's brought. Between all the pieces that come together, it's just pretty cool. We have fun.
How many cast members are there?
What would you say, like 20-ish?
Yeah, it's about right. Yeah,
about 20.
Yeah, and they're most of the cast returns each year, and we usually add a couple people, new people, each year to the cast. For the most part, it's kind of the same crew. There's a couple people. I think John Spong is the one that's
been there the longest.
There, I think every show, and John Burdick is back again, and all your favorite regulars are there.
Okay, great. Well, Jenny Hardman and Hunt Williams, Park City Follies, April 20th through the 30th. Go get tickets. Go have fun. Mm-hmm. Happy Easter, you guys. Thanks
Good
for coming
to see
on the
you,
show.
Jim and JW.
We'll be
you
back
too.
Right after this.
Hey, thank you.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain.